This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, the Royals got the 2-1 win yesterday. 11 strikeouts from Cole Reagans. We're going to talk more about him after what's trending, but the Royals have won 3 in a row. They're above 500. They're back at it tonight at Kauffman Stadium. Of course, the game right here on your home for the Royals, 96.5 The Fan. Seth Lugo gets the nod, 6:40 first pitch this evening. Fern's on Deck show at 5:30.
We'll tell you more about the dates on that. We've got the qualifying date wrong on Drew's thing. We'll tell you more in a minute.
Yeah.
As we continue to monitor that. Next up on What's Trending, Xavier Worthy and ex-fiance make agreement to both drop cases against each other. That report, according to TMZ, they reached agreement with the two deal struck to drop their lawsuits filed against each other next month. In exchange, Jones is also pulling her application for permanent protective order she'd been seeking against Worthy back. She said, quote, in a statement, "I also acknowledge that my legal representation may have made public statements about my ex-fiancé that were intended to protect me, but were misstated. I regret any misunderstandings or conflicts that arose during my relationship with ex-fiancé." So, nothing's going to come of this. I would consider this matter officially closed.
I think so.
If you're curious what that means. I don't think anything's going to happen with the NFL. I don't think anything's going to happen legally. I think this thing's put to bed.
Elsewhere in what's trending, the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship on Monday night, we got some TV numbers in for that. Averaged 18.1 million viewers on CBS. That's the most watched national title game for the men's side since 2019. So that's not that we're TV executives and should care, but it tells you where the interest was despite not having the upsets heading into it. The Final Four, at least, did deliver from a television rating perspective.
That's always good. I mean, again, it was a close game, so I'm not surprised more people tuned in, especially as the game went on. Next up in what's trending, speaking of college basketball, JT Toppin announced today that he'll be heading back to Texas Tech for another year for the Red Raiders. Obviously, one of the nation's top players last year, came up a little bit short, their team, in the NCAA tournament this year. They'll probably be one of the other 10 or 15 biggest favorites to win the national title again, I guess.
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We did get some clarification on some stuff. Then we'll get into the Cole Reagans, I promise, in a second. But we found out the qualifying. Drew, you've got a month, actually, now to get ready.
We thought it
qualifying
was
Monday. Qualifying is Monday, May 12th.
So
you've got a month to get the swing right, to the back and body feeling good. You got some course knowledge you can get over the next month. Start going out to Falcon Lakes, I think, is where the qualifying is. Now, the actual tournament's at Blue Hills. But so we can
worry
get you
about that when you get there.
We can get you out to Blue Hills as well if you think you're going to qualify. But mainly, we got to get the qualification. People are asking if we'll be able to. We got to find out some more details if you can actually get in this qualifier. Because there's listeners that want to follow you around.
We want to know if we can have a gallery.
You're going to have a crowd following you.
That'd be incredible. A gallery?
That'd be great.
Gold mixing it up with the people, seeing what they think about Drew's game.
We get live reaction. Oh, I'm in. Don't back down. This all, by the way, this all started.
I'm not going to back.
This all started.
Down.
Drew said he could break 100 Augusta, and now it's turned into maybe you get a chance to qualify for the Corn Ferry Tour. I mean, that's pretty good.
I'm not.
I think it's been a good
down.
Day for you.
It's just conceivably hilarious that this is actually happening.
It's all developed in the last couple of hours.
I'll be making
great.
A call today at 2
Live
o'clock
radio.
Right after the show.
Are you dead serious? You're
we actually, have a conference call.
I have a conference call with. I mean, it seems like a pretty important person. I don't want to.
He is.
You know,
he runs. The
I don't want to speak for him. His exact title is Director of Communications and Player Development and Tournaments for the Midwest PGA. So, seems like he's probably in the know about whether or not we can get you this thing. You know?
Oh boy.
People are like, I will follow him. I'm in on the gallery. I will be there.
Someone says they live at Falcon Lakes and come out and get you a couple days, get used to the setting.
Wow. Yeah, perfect. Let's get out there, Drew. I'll play 18 with you.
That is a wild. You said it's May 12th?
May 12th.
Someone says, can we cheer like the Waste Management Open? I don't think
no,
that.
No, you can't.
I don't know how Falcon Lakes handles that.
I don't
during
need you
qualifying.
After my tee shot, I don't need you yelling mashed potatoes after I hit it, okay? It's not.
I can hear it. Drew. Third hole. Drew just swings mid swing. Someone's like, Bengals suck! Just in the middle of your swing. I can see it now.
They would be swiftly escorted out.
Right.
I can't wait to get more information on this. We will continue to try to figure it out. I can't think about how many people are volunteering to being a part of the gallery.
We're all in. We're moving forward hopefully this afternoon. Meanwhile, let's talk about Cole Ragans because he's in midseason form. 11 strikeouts last night, part of a 2-win win. Your pitcher's duel. You needed your ace to be like your ace. He was. His last two outings, he looks like the guy that was competing for a Cy Young, a guy that was top three or whatever in strikeouts a year ago. He's not missed a beat. He had the weird opening day, not as sharp. Other than that, he looks exactly like you would expect Cole Ragans to look. They gave him the extension this offseason. He's the same pitcher, but maybe better, at least when it comes to walks so far, too.
He's only got 6% walks right now, which is way down from what he's typically done. And, I mean, let's just be honest. He has a legitimate claim to the throne of number one pitcher in baseball. I don't know that I'm sure some people would argue it, or they choose somebody else. And in Kansas City, it'd probably be more biased towards Cole Ragans versus others. He's one of the five best pitchers in baseball right now, almost inarguably. And he's got an argument for the top spot. You do realize that after yesterday's game, where the Royals only gave up one run, they now have the number one ERA in the entire American League. 3.06.
That's wild.
They have the number one ERA in the entire American League right now, based on what their pitching staff is doing from the starter end, and more importantly, the reliever end, based on what they built. Cole Ragans is going to end up going down almost assuredly as one of the three best trades in Royals history. It has a chance to go down as the single best trade in Royals history. And he is, once again, a very legitimate one of the five most likely people to win the entire Cy Young. Right? I mean, he's one of the five most likely people to win the Cy Young.
I want to pump the brakes so I act like he's the best pitcher 10? In baseball. I mean, I do want to pump the brakes. He is definitely one
top
of
top five in Cy Young last year.
He's one of the best. I mean, I think when you said he might be the number one pitcher in baseball.
I said you could make an argument. I'm not saying he would win that.
I don't want to go that far, but he is definitely one of the best pitchers in baseball, and he's pitching exactly like he did last year. And we saw, again, he had 12 strikeouts a year ago, I think it was. So he had 11 last night, and if the walks are going to be down as well, you needed every bit of that type of performance based off of lack of offense against another really good pitcher in Pablo Lopez. And we can talk about the bullpen here in a second too, because they were part of that formula without their big three. But this pitching staff to this point has had to be this good. They're 6-5 with the numbers you just said from a starting pitching staff and the bullpen. They're holding up the offense right now. And the good news is it beats the alternative, which is that this team wasn't finding ways to win while their offense has come out of the gate pretty sluggish. Hopefully that gets going at some point. But the pitching has picked up right where it left off, and that's with Brady Singer being in Cincinnati, and Chris Bubich is now your number four, and he's pitching like a number one or number two through his first two outings. You expect this kind of stuff from Cole Ragans. But the entire staff on the pitching front right now is why this team is 6-5 and not, you know, three games under 500 through the first 11 games.
Yeah. I'm not saying it's a strong argument or anything outside of it, but if he goes, let's say he wins the Cy Young this year. And again, I haven't looked up the odds. I would bet that if the betting market's gold, he's in the top five right now.
For AL Cy Young.
Yeah. I'd guess he's in the top five right now for American League Cy Young. Scooble and some of the other guys you would anticipate.
Scooble's definitely the favorite still, I'm sure, but
I'm guessing he's probably in that range. And if he went out and won the Cy Young this year, or was second in the Cy Young this year, so he finished in the top three each of the last 2 years, top five of each of the last 2 years, I mean, you can see why he's deserving to be higher.
Crochet's the favorite right now in Boston, 3-1. Scooble, 3.5-1. Logan Gilbert out in Seattle, 5-1. Then Cole Reagans is plus 850, followed by DeGrom and Pablo Lopez, who they just faced last night for the Twins, who's 18-1.
And just got hurt. I didn't see an injury update on him, I guess. He left the game yesterday.
Was it fully due to, like, was it a serious injury?
He was holding the back of his leg. I don't know how serious the injury was. Yeah. I just know that he left the game early and he didn't return to the game. He was late enough in the game that maybe it was a precaution versus that, but it certainly was in there. The American League stat, that is saying something about where we are. There's a reason why they're 6-5, and it's not their offense. Like, how many guys right now do you feel like are really going offensively? Bobby Wood Jr. is hitting well. Mikel Garcia in the list. I mean, Vinny's hitting like 220. He's getting runs home. He's a good RBI guy. I mean, he's not
not that it's all about bad average, but I think it's below 200, isn't he?
Maybe, but he's not off to like a roaring start. I don't think he's playing bad. I think Massey and him are playing like, you know, medium level offensive baseball right now. And there's several guys who are ice cold offensively. I get, you know, Isbell had a nice weekend. If you want to like just be complimentary of like the start. Yeah. And so, that was in a 2 or 3 hit day, because remember the next day after the home run, the next day he had 2 singles, neither of which went more than 30 feet. I can't imagine either went 30 feet.
I mean, look at what ended up being the game winning run last night.
I don't care how you get the game winning.
Doesn't matter.
Just get it is all we care about in this case.
So Cole Reagans was the number one story out of last night, but also I think when you knew going to that game, it was going to be a pitcher's duel and you were going to have a tight game. How do you protect the lead when you don't have Urseg, Estevez, and Harvey? It's going to happen multiple times throughout the season, plenty of times. How do you get wins with your, can you trust your bullpen? And last night, give a lot of credit to the guys.
Schreiber?
Schreiber specifically. I know Daniel Lynch got the save. He got the one out. Hey, it counts as a save. Counts as a save. But that was really impressive to see that they were able to win a close game where they only had a handful of hits and the bullpen was had no margin for error in a game like that. And they were able to come out with a win and a little winning streak now. We can call it a winning streak, 3 in a row.
They spent the biggest part of their offseason trying to fix the worst part of their team, which was their bullpen. That's a huge contributing factor to why they got a 3.06 ERA. Sure, Cole Reagans and Chris Bubich aren't hurting the numbers, but as we had pointed out going into the game last night, because none of them pitched, it didn't change. It was a 0.44 ERA between Urseg, Estevez, Harvey, and Lynch. Last night, Lynch lowered that number a little bit by going a third of an inning on the one-out save. But then, Schreiber did the job. More importantly is when they did the job. I don't expect Schreiber or Zerpa yet to be these lockdown, close every game out, never give up a run relievers. But when it's the timing lines up 5 times, 10 times a year where all the normal guys are unavailable and it's a one run game and it's the 7th inning, bad news. This is the day I need you to lock in. That's the best Schreiber has pitched all year. That's his best outing of the year when they needed it the most. Zerpa kept it at 1-1. Schreiber let you get the run. He got 2 of the 3 outs in the 9th and he got to win the game. And now they're 6-5. Did the Tigers win last night? So they tied for first, or are they like a game back? I guess doesn't really matter.
It's almost too early to check the standings.
It is. The AL, like they won last night.
The Tigers are 7-4. The Royals are 6-5.
Every other team in the Twins, below 500. Obviously you keep getting further and further away from you with a chance to win the series tonight, which would take 3 out of 4 against the Twins before we even get to the day game on Thursday. I mean, a big chance. Win one of the next 2 games and you win 3 out of 4. That's a massive series no matter what, especially against a divisional opponent. And if they're going to keep pitching like this, they're going to win a lot of baseball games this year. That's all I know. Cole Reagans was unbelievable. The changeup last night in particular was filthy.
Yeah, let's see if Seth Lugo can get going again tonight as the Royals take on the Twins. Vern's on deck show 5:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan. So the reason why we were talking a lot of golf today anyway is because the Masters begin tomorrow at Augusta. Earlier in the show, we mentioned just one of our call-outs for outright winners and where we're going in our direction to keep an eye on the Masters leaderboard and everything in the next couple of days. But do you guys have another bet or two other than outright winners that you guys like? There's a couple top 20 ones. Drew, we know where you're going with this one. You alluded to this a few days ago.
So I'm not going as far as I was the other day where I wanted, or I picked Angel Cabrera to go top 20.
Oh, I thought that's what we were doing. No, you're back.
We're going to make the cut with Angel Cabrera. Okay. It's still good. Plus money. We got plus 350 Angel Cabrera to make the cut fresh out of prison.
Angel Cabrera out of prison. So you could make any bet and you thought, what about the jailbird? Fresh out of jail.
Do you want me to help you?
60 years old.
Do you want me to help you with your qualifying? Do you want me to call up
Angel?
Angel? No. His golf coach from when he won the Masters. I did a radio show. You want me to get Charlie Epps to give you some advice heading into this Corn Ferry Tour qualifying?
I'm going to get him on the show. Yeah. Listen, I think this should be a family affair only, and I'm going to talk to my brother about this.
He's going to kick your ass out of the caddy. He's going to kick you out.
This is a show thing.
You see what's happening already? Now that it's gotten real, he's kicking your ass out of the caddying role. You're not going to be the caddy anymore.
Speck said he needs to be my caddy. Speck is more than willing to.
Getting boxed out.
Why? Why am I getting boxed out?
Okay. I'll be honest.
You immediately assumed you were caddy.
I need somebody
with more golf knowledge.
No, it's not that. It's somebody who believes in me as much as Speck believes in himself.
Wow. I believe in you.
I'm here to help. No, I don't know if you do, Cody. I think you're there to help for that moment, but deep down inside of
you can't take criticism. You know what a good golf coach does? Tell you where you can't.
Well,
you
need improvement. You're not his coach.
I know. Yeah, you're not coaching me.
You're his caddy. You're not his coach.
I'm just supposed to pump you up?
Yeah, kind of.
You don't want honesty?
The caddy is supposed to make him not.
It's a mental game. I told him I'm not going to razz him.
You're supposed to razz me up a little bit, but also, if I have a 10-foot putt to qualify for the Corn Ferry Tour, I need somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, Cody.
Okay, I played enough to look at a putt. Okay, come on. I played enough rounds to look at a putt.
I got a text from someone. They said there's a new story coming to Disney Plus 2027. For it. The Drew Nixon story. After making a boastful claim he could break 100 at Augusta with Masters conditions, a young sports radio producer is given the opportunity of a lifetime as a professional golfer. Starring Tom Holland as Drew Nixon, Dave Franco as Alex Gold, and Paul Dano as Cody Tapp.
Paul Dano? Good actor.
Tom Holland.
Not sure he did that. All right, so you're going with Angel Cabrera.
Okay, no, hang on.
That's one of the bets you like.
But yeah. I like other ones that are more sensible, if you will.
Sure.
Corey Connors, who I think is actually a dark horse to win it, he's plus 160 to get top 20, plus 400 to get top 10, something you can play around with. This is one that I like. I don't know if you can do this in all the books, but with FanDuel, you can parlay make or miss the cut. So I'm doing Dustin Johnson, Cam Young, and Victor Hovland. You parlay them together to make the cut. That's plus 300 on FanDuel. Right. Those are as good of odds for those guys to make the cut as Angel Cabrera is. Yeah. Dustin Johnson, former Masters winner. Cam Young placed ninth. I think last year Hovland is on the up. I think I like that one a little bit.
I thought of a couple. There's everyone's got the player. We had mentioned earlier that
Morikawa.
We might both like Morikawa to win. I like Max Homa to make the cut. I get it at plus money, plus 118. Look, maybe not just because he had 7. Did you guys see the screenshot? Yesterday he took 87,000. Max Homa took 87,000 practice shots on the thing. I just think he's a decent enough golfer that you got to think at plus 118, I like the odds. And then Minwoo Lee, top 10 and top 20. So I'm not going to bet him to win, but I think he's one of the hottest golfers. So I just think that, and he's young, and a lot of times they're just dumb enough to go in there and be like, you know what, I'm just going to shoot whatever I shoot and live their life. I like the way he's playing right now. Iron game's good, so I like him to make top 10, top 20.
For me, other than the outright winners, Russell Henley, top 20 finish, plus 110, top 10 at plus 290.
Russell Henley, okay.
He's in the top 10 in the field and strokes gained to tee to green over the past 12 months as well. So we'll go with him, top 20 finish, maybe even get us a top 10 finish there. So
I really can't believe you're going to kick me off a caddy. Can we talk about this?
No, I think there's
a generous offer.
I think it's a real smart decision. If he's actually got a month and is really going for this, he does need somebody
but I'll work with him.
I think that's his point.
So he
wants someone to
mess with his game.
Hang on. So what you're saying is
someone on the text line said you're too loud on the course.
Cody, so what you're saying is that you, me, and then let's throw Dusty in there to come out and make it a full foursome. And then Speck, we all go out and we play. And then you make your case essentially mid-round.
Qualify to be its caddy.
It can't be who shoots the lowest.
Qualifying the caddy at the qualifier.
Again, this is not how good or how bad you play.
We're a team. This is a show. We're together. We're a unit. You're going to ditch me for the boss or for some other guy in a different show?
I'll be honest.
Offensive.
If it's not one of us from the show, then your brother's understandable. That's about it.
I'm going to, so that week, so May 12th is going to be a hell of a week. The NASCAR races are here this weekend. May 12th happens for the qualifying event, and then I'm on vacation to go see my brother in Florida.
No, you're not. If you qualify, that vacation's over. You're in the damn Corn Ferry event here in Kansas City.
The Corn Ferry tour.
You cancel that trip.
If this actually is happening, I will call my brother and beg him to fly out for a single day. I don't know if he'll be able to do it. Probably not.
If we get you into this qualifier, and there's a decent chance it happens, the NASCAR race that Sunday, you can't go. You can't be out there in the hot sun drinking. No,
you got to be my dad.
You got to be out on the practice. You got to go get at the driving range that afternoon on Sunday.
I'll be there.
I need you inside.
I'll get the bucket.
I need you inside. Right. There's no hot weather. Don't be out at pool. Don't wear
hydrated. All of it.
I had a youth baseball coach who would bench you if he found out you had been in the pool the day before, like a game.
My dad wouldn't do that, but that was my dad's pitch.
It's like I'm 12. You think I'm running
the game later, boys?
Oh, really? Yeah. Big on the
coach who
just hated if kids went to the pool.
He would not bench you, but if you showed up sunburned, he'd be like, I don't know about this.
Maybe you can just carry around the sunscreen for him.
Okay, I don't need...
No, I want to be the caddy.
What, I'm going to walk... After
I
one shot...
I want to be the caddy.
Come and dap me up, Cody. I need some more on my shoulder.
I'll gas you up, dude. I will... And I think in honor to do this, I think in the next... We'll have a month if we get it lined up. You and I should at least go on the course together.
Oh, 100%.
At least twice. At least twice. You and I will get out to the course. We'll play together. We'll see the course. I'll see the way you play. I'll get kind of a sense of it. We'll get out there.
We will need to do more than just that. We need to when I go to the range like four or five times a week. We need to do like some social videos. You know, just give us updates.
I'm gonna reach out to Dottie Pepper, get some advice how to do some golf announcing a little bit.
My dad played in a tournament against Dottie Pepper.
I'm not even kidding.
If
this actually happens when it gets closer, I'm gonna reach out to Charlie Epps, Angel Cabrera's coach when he won the Masters, and we're gonna get some advice for you heading in how to prepare for a qualifier,
how to handle a gallery,
how to handle qualifying, the stress, the pressure, how to mentally get right, all of it.
You said, correct me if I'm wrong, is Tom Watson from?
Oh yeah, Tom Watson's one of the most
I think we should try to get a hold of Tom Watson.
All of it.
But yeah,
you didn't realize your flipping comment during the bullpen session this morning before the show about breaking out at Augusta. And here you are.
Again, part of the reason why I think Speck would be good is because Speck also said he thinks he could break 100 at Augusta National.
You don't want delusional people. You want a team of people who are like working towards the same goal. Now you're going to work towards a goal. We got a month. Speck's just going to be like, you got this, man. You're just going to be firing at the pen, shooting 66s. He's, you need real thoughts.
I cannot wait to tell my brother this. This is going to be hilarious.
I'll rake the bunkers. I'll mark your.
Thank you.
I'll replace
Thanks for
your
doing
divots.
The bare minimum.
I will say, Cody, you don't. I'll be honest. You don't. I guess raking the bunkers, sure, but replacing the fixing the ball mark, I will do that. If there's a divot there that I take for whatever reason, I will. Do that. I'm not going to be the guy that hits the shot.
I'll make sure the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing too, is my bag is.
Is it illegal? Technically, is it too many clubs or something?
No. The club level, the club amount is fine. It's not a two strap bag. It is a single strap golf bag. So
I'm comfortable. I'll be good.
Okay.
I've lost 30 pounds thanks to Awaken 180.
Your legs are going to be feeling it by the time.
I haven't had foot pain in a while, right? Like the foot's been happening less. I'll be good.
Oh, good. Nice.
All right. Up next, we'll check in with our Royals insider.
My pitch.
Josh Vernier. We'll talk more about what we saw from Cole Reagans and his perspective on that trade from a couple years ago. Plus, we'll ask him about the potential timeline and what JJ Piccolo told us yesterday about Jack Caglione. That's coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Up here on Cody and Gold. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 12 minutes or so, but let's welcome in Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. His on-deck show tonight, 5:30, as the Royals continue their series against the Minnesota Twins. We'll get into the Royals in just a second, but the topic of the day on the show, Vern, has been about our producer, Drew Nixon, who might be in a Corn Ferry qualifying event now after claiming he could break 100 at Augusta. And so,
in Masters conditions from the professional tees.
Now I think we have a chance to get him in the Corn Ferry qualifying for the tournament that's going to take place in Kansas City in May. Your thoughts on Drew's chances of qualifying?
Well, I see why Drew crushed the interview with Speck. Speck still holds the record for craziest statement ever made on air, where he believed he could make get a base knock off of Mariano Rivera.
Yes.
Hey, I believe in you, Drew.
Thank you, Speck.
Well, it's just funny as the show has gone on, Drew, now that it's getting realer and realer, Drew is talking about flying in and his brother, who's a PGA pro, to be his caddy instead of Cody. It's changed drastically in the last hour.
We don't half-ass anything. I'm Cody and Gold. I like it.
That's right.
I like the energy.
That's right.
I just said his brother is an acceptable replacement for me as caddy, but nobody else at this station is. You can't be going to other shows. You can't be letting Speck caddy. I want to do it if it's not his brother.
I agree. It's got to be real blood if it's going to trump. We work together every single day and are always chatting with each other and constantly texting type of blood.
Yeah, exactly. It's the next closest thing to family when you work with someone for 20 hours on the radio every week.
And when you're trying to put an entertaining product on the radio, like you guys do very well. Yes, it takes a lot of communication, no doubt.
We appreciate that a lot, Vern. Let's talk about the game last night. Cole Reagans was obviously incredible.
Yeah.
What's his argument? Top 10 pitcher in baseball? Top 5 pitcher in baseball? We know he's a Cy Young candidate. Is he just the generic comment of one of the best pitchers in baseball? Where is Cole Reagans in baseball, not just for the Royals?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, certainly a top 10 pitcher in Major League Baseball, but he's still a guy that can walk around downtown any city in the country, any baseball city in the country, and will go unrecognized. But as I say that, who's getting recognized as far as a pitcher is concerned? Kershaw, Ohtani,
Skeens now, maybe
Garrett Cole, maybe. So the only way to break through that is by having October success. And with, going into yesterday's game, it's so funny and it's very reminiscent of 2024. We're saying, hey, I hope Cole Reagans can match what Michael Lorenzen did. right? The type of production that you're getting from Bubic and Lorenzen, very reminiscent of what we saw early last season from Singer and Marsh. So if you have this type of rotation, if the back end of the bullpen's looking like it does, the defense, the base running, Cags lurking in the minor leagues, yeah, you think Cole Reagans is going to get another opportunity in October, because that's why Andy Pettitte, Clayton Kershaw, that's why the great October pitchers, or the guys that are at least there consistently, become those household names, become those recognizable faces in a sport that doesn't have many.
The other part of last night that I thought was a great sign was the bullpen usage and who they had to use, right? Who wasn't available last night, and they were still able to close the door on the Twins, and where you had no margin for error, Vern. I mean, I don't have to tell you, there was no offense really in that game.
Yeah, and a great spot to bring Zerpa in, bottom of the lineup there in the seventh inning, a nice confidence booster for him. I don't know how much he needs it. He's a pretty stoic young man. Schreiber steps up in a big way, recording five outs, and, you know, going up against a pair of lefties, he's able to retire one of them in Matt Wallner, but Larnick got the better of him. You know, Schreiber is viewed as the right-handed stopper. Zerpa's your loogie. Now, you have higher hopes for Zerpa. You believe he's better than just a left-handed specialist, but that's what their roles are right now. So to see Schreiber get some big outs against lefties is certainly going to boost his morale. He was nice enough to call into the postgame show last night and said, you know, Estevez and Urseg and Harvey have been doing so well. We're supporting them, of course, but man, I've been itching to get back out there. The opportunities just haven't presented themselves because of, yes, those big three. But again, to bring it back to the rotation, a bullpen's only as good as the rest they're allowed to take. And that is, of course, based off of the type of frames that you're getting from your rotation. And again, to get quality starts, back-to-back outings from Bubic, to get the type of performance that we saw earlier from Michael Lorenzen, boy, really sets this entire team up for a tough stretch here, right? 17 straight games really sets them up for success.
Vern, as you look at it right now, the Royals have the number one ERA in the entire American League. Based on the way, like, this seems sustainable, right? I mean, for the things we just said, Estevez and Urseg and Harvey and what we've seen out of Reagans and Bubic and Lugo, I mean, this feels like a sustainable model, correct?
Yeah. Knock on wood that everybody can stay healthy, but I don't view a fluke anywhere. Okay, maybe Lorenzen isn't this guy 32 times. Okay.
Yeah, fine. That's probably fair.
But outside of that, Bubic isn't going to throw a quality start every time. Okay, as long as we're being reasonable about it, then yeah, this is very sustainable. And then you look down in Omaha, Lewinder Avila is off to a nice start. Six shutout innings last night from Noah Cameron. So the first ones you're going to call on, as Alec Marsh had a slight setback in his recovery, right now the first ones you're going to call upon down in Omaha, building confidence early. Look, each of the past four seasons, the team with the lowest team ERA has won the American League Central. No reason to believe that this division, once again, won't be decided by pitching and defense.
We're talking to Josh Fernier, our Royals insider. Reminder, his on-deck show tonight, 5:30, right here on 96.5 The Fan, as the Royals continue their series against the Twins. Offensively, where are you at with just what you've seen 11 games in to this point? You know, last night they did what they had to do, get a run across, even if it was unearned, or two of them were unearned. It didn't really matter. But what do you make of who's hitting and who's not right now?
Yeah, not disappointed. Unfortunate what happened to Mark Canha. Anxious to hear the update when we get there today. This was a guy that's getting on base, you know, more than 50% of the time in the early going. I know he's 36. I know his offensive production's gone down each of the past two seasons, but that production is still league average or better. He's given you a quality plate appearance. I thought he had a chance to earn more time, maybe fight his way back into being an everyday player in the big leagues. You know, the guys that are trying to shed themselves of the label as the support staff or the others, right, the guys surrounding India, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, they were never going to shed that label 11 games into the season. They're not going to shed that label by the All-Star break, right? We've seen MJ Melendez good for a half of a season. I've seen Michael Massey good for half of a season. If they're going to graduate to that, fans all believe in them and they're an automatic automatically penciled into the lineup. You need to do it. You need to sustain quality performance, quality plate appearances for multiple months. So, you know, Michael Massey's getting on base consistently. I think you're happy with that. Michael Garcia's forcing the hand of the coaching staff to put his name in the lineup, find a spot for him, right? We saw him DH a day after running around center field. So, yeah, early on, I'm unsurprised, really, with what we're seeing from the offense. The top four are the top four. You know, Salvi might be expanding, but he always goes through stretches where he expands his strike zone a little bit, especially when the offense is struggling. And then, you know, Michael Massey's as close to becoming an automatic in the lineup as anyone else. Kyle Isbell's defense makes him an automatic, but if someone can come along, play a quality center field and hit consistently, everyone will find out that Izzy's job isn't cemented, his spot in that everyday lineup. So 11 games in, I wouldn't say that anyone is shocking me with their performance or their lack thereof.
What about Hunter Renfro? Did the sand of time just run out on the hourglass? Like, of all the players on the roster, he's the one who looks like maybe Father Time is winning, Vern. I don't know how you feel about it, but like, normally we would say, all right, if you're not going to hit, okay. But right. he looks uncomfortable in right field right now, which is not something I would have said about him during other stages of his career.
Yeah, I don't really have much to add to that other than wholehearted agreement. He's not bringing anything to the table right now, right? I just mentioned Kyle Isbell. Still playing really good defense. I know he had a base running mistake early on in the season, but he's been solid on the bases, had a three-hit night recently. MJ Melendez is the best defensive corner outfielder that this team has. As long as you're bringing something, you're putting something in the bucket of a victory. It's easy to be patient when you bring something to the table on a nightly basis that maybe nobody else can. You know, Renfro's arm, Renfro's consistent, solid defense in right field, that was supposed to be the foundation. That at least he's doing that, and he's not doing that. He's not really bringing anything to the table right now, and, you know, clock's ticking.
I guess that's what I kind of love about, like, we've talked about this on the show, and I think before we're like, this is kind of what I love about Vinny Pasquantino. Like, it could be the ugliest conceivable way to get a run home.
Yeah.
He will do anything to, like, he is a run producer in the truest sense of the word. As in, right. I get it. My job is to make sure that somebody scores a run, even if I don't look all that good doing it. And I kind of like, you know, you can never have enough players to do that, I guess.
Yeah, and that's, you know, one of the reasons why I call him the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, behind the mic or with the bat in his hand. The dude, you say what you will about him, but you cannot deny he's good behind the microphone and he's really good with a bat in his hand. And he showcased both, not only refusing to punch out there in the eighth inning, down 0-2, makes contact, and of course, the fastest kid on the planet's going to score on that. But even after the game, if you read his quote to Annie Rogers of MLB.com, you know, talking about how great Bobby is, and he says, man, I'm not trying to take anything away from how great Cole is or how great Zerpa was tonight or Daniel or Schreiber. I'm not trying to take away how great they are, how bad I was tonight, but Bobby... The self-deprecation of Vinny is second to none, and it's, you know, if you have a chance to watch him with Moose and Haas and their podcast that came out last week, you can see the pride that Moose and Haas have in his ability to lead a clubhouse, to be that mouthpiece of the clubhouse, and he takes a lot of pride in it. He's aware of his role and his importance to that clubhouse and to that lineup, and you saw the way that he celebrated after that ground out yesterday. Vinny's about walking away with a victory. It's not talk, right? It's about winning this division, walking away with the crown in the end. You can't have enough competitors like Vinny.
We talked earlier in the show, Vern. Somebody in Kansas went to Caesars Sportsbook and put $25,000 on the Dodgers money line last night at -190. They were down 8-0. They were down 8-0 to the Nationals in the fifth inning. Lost 8-2.
Oh my goodness!
Somebody that listened to this show. Put $25,000 on the Dodgers money line.
It's a safe place, wasn't you?
Massive salary that I make. I just put down $25,000 all the time.
Maybe it's just been a really successful tournament for you.
It's
been
really good.
You had some extra money lying around.
That's what it was.
Take a chance.
That's what it was.
Royals a slight dog tonight, according to FanDuel.
Yeah,
it's a coin flip everywhere else. But
interesting.
Wow. Yeah, Joe Ryan. Pack a lunch the next 2 days. I know the Twins look brutal, but Joe Ryan, Bailey Ober, those are difficult matchups. Royals will be equipped with Lugo and Waka, But I wouldn't be surprised if the Royals are slight dogs, not only tonight, but tomorrow, too.
I'm always really careful with this because, like, the way people, like, want to bury a team. It's like the Royals are pitching really well and all these things. But before we, like, bury the Twins or crown a different team in the division, it's like the Brewers got their ass kicked by the Yankees. Both those teams are 6-5 now. So it's not like, you know, baseball can change kind of quick. But getting the first two in a series means if they just win one of the next two, Vern, it's a massively successful series.
Yeah, and a quality homestand as well. You know, coming back home a lot like 2024 as this sophomore album continues to play, it does seem as if this it was very carbon copy to 2024. 2-4 to start, coming home with Lugo on the mound, people ready to dive off the bandwagon for some reason, and a good homestand kind of reminds everyone that, hey, the team is good, right? I think that's the takeaway so far, 11 games into the season. Look, are there holes? Are there issues that could be addressed at the trade deadline? Are there things that we're just going to have to stomach over the first 3 months of the season? Sure. But it's a good team, right? Barring some catastrophic injury, it's going to be an entertaining summer. And yes, I want them to win the division, win the World Series, but I want to have a fun summer in Kansas City, and it looks like we're going to have just that.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, he checks in with us each and every Wednesday, and again, be sure to check him out tonight, 5:30, right here on his On Deck show. Thanks, Vern.
Thanks, guys.
Always good stuff with Josh Vernier, his perspective on what he sees each and every night out there at Kauffman Stadium, and yes, his On Deck show is at 5:30 as the Royals try to make it 4 wins in a row. I'll get you an update in the 1 o'clock hour. I was doing some more research on our Corn Ferry qualifying for Drew.
Like which
couple
part?
Questions? Couple
oh,
questions.
Oh, like what the standard score is to qualify?
I was looking.
Yeah,
four qualifiers from each side are exempt into the actual Advent Health Open. But there's also a cost to register. We can easily raise the money.
Again, we'll use the
show fund if we have to. We'll make this happen. Not a problem. Entry deadline is May 7th. It looks like.
I'm going to make this clear. I am not going to qualify for
the Corn
Ferry Tour.
I got the names of some other players that might have already
put
their name in.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're going to get an update a little bit later on.
If I shoot even par, boys, I am not making the Corn Ferry Tour. Let's be totally honest. I'm aware of this.
You got to be confident going in. I'm going to break 100 at Augusta. Be confident.
No, I am confident in this, but I can be confident and also know for a fact that I'm simply not good enough from a certain distance off the tee. It's just not going to happen.
It says players will be split between Falcon Lakes and another course as well. So I don't know.
Oh, now we got to practice both courses
We'll find out. I don't know.
I got to know.
It says Midwest Open qualifier will be conducted on two courses with two separate fields. Upon the close of the entry, players will be notified which course they'll be playing. Course assignments will be done at random.
Oh, no.
So it could be.
I'm going to work two courses, man.
What's the other one? Arbanus or whatever it's called? Fred Arbanus.
This reminds me of high school golf where, hey, coming up, this is the tournament that we're at. This is where we're playing. Let's go out. Let's play a couple rounds, get warmed up.
Also,
ready to go. Yeah,
cell phone use. There's some rules on that. We're going to have to clarify, Drew. You know, you're not allowed to use it for certain things.
I normally don't bring my cell phone with me when I play tournaments. I don't have it.
Leave it in the car for this one.
If anything, I have it in my bag and I don't touch it. I do that normally when I'm, you know, I do that normally. Jeez.
Random question.
The stress has already turned up a notch. I can tell. Throughout the show, the stress level for Drew has gone up and up and up.
No, it's not even stress. I want to tell you guys, because somebody from the 417 points this out correctly, you guys are acting like Drew has been practicing a lot like the pros.
This all started earlier this morning.
I understand that, but
this came up naturally.
I understand that, but I'm not saying I'd be competitive in anything, nor am I comparing myself to any of the pros.
No, but we're going to have some fun with it now. You said you could break 100 Augusta, and someone said, hey, we can get you in the qualifier for Corn Ferry.
Corn Ferry tells us, it gives us a baseline of a professional event for golfers and gives us an idea of kind of where you are. The random question today is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, results every week, and then you receive free support for life online at awaken180weightloss.com. This is your chance. This is your chance to feel like Drew for a minute on the random question of the day. Because obviously we were going to relate it back to this. The question I have for you today is, what is your single greatest athletic achievement? I don't care how small. I don't care what level of athletics you played. I want to know what your single greatest athletic achievement is. Random question today for 913-586-7965. On Twitter, on Twitch, on YouTube, for the video stream as well. So on Twitch, YouTube, we'll take your answers over there as well. I gotta find out what it is. Mine is probably, I don't know. I mean, baseball was probably the sport I played the most. That's probably the sport I accomplished the most
Cody's
much.
Cody's about to give a real answer.
No, I mean, I was trying to think about, I don't know, I hit a home run in a championship game. That felt pretty cool when I was a kid. I once got an interception off of a D1 football player in a flag football game, and I was like 19. That's about as good. The former quarterback at Missouri. I picked him off once on a flag football. Kobe Jones? I can't remember his name now. It's been too long. That's about the absolute peak of my athletic accomplishments. I don't have a hole in one to my name.
Mine's pretty simple.
I don't have anything like that.
Very, very simple. Two things. Potato race champion, minor league baseball game in Boise, Idaho, and hot dog derby champion. And hot dog derby champion at Kauffman Stadium over Cody. He still hasn't won one yet. That's my greatest accomplishment. Someone says you need to win a hot dog derby before you could be Drew's caddy.
Well, I can't get in the next month, I don't think. I guess I could text the... I mean, how?
Someone says they beat Lance Armstrong in a bicycle race.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of bicycle race?
Yeah.
Was this after he was done cheating? I'm just asking. Someone said they threw a no-hitter in slow-pitch softball. How bad was the other team? It's slow-pitch softball. They didn't put the ball into play for a hit? That honestly, borderline, that's one of the most impressive ones
on here. No-hitter, seventh grade state baseball tournament.
Someone says, my first and only sack I got playing seventh grade football. I like how sad some of these are.
That's the point.
But I mean, yeah, that's, I mean.
That's what we're looking for.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Someone said, 4 home runs at Cooperstown, New York Dream Park. Okay. So you were up there in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Been bowling for 57 years. 2 300 games, 2 800 series.
Wow.
What is an 800 series out of curiosity? Is that? Just 4 or 2
I'm gonna, I don't I'm not going to pretend that. I was about to guess.
I don't know what
an 800 series is, but it sounds impressive. And I know what a 300 game is, so an 800 series must be of an equal quality.
You must average, was it 266? Yeah, there's some description on it.
800 series.
Must average 267 or better. Bowling in 800 takes 3 times as many frames of excellent performance compared to 12 frames of a 300.
Oh, okay. That must just be like a big benchmark for people who bowl, which is fine. That's impressive all the same.
Go ahead.
47 and I've never been to jail.
Can't say the same for me. Hit a 35-foot buzzer beater on senior night in the first quarter. We won 3 games all year. Nice. And everyone
there you
went
go.
Nuts.
There you go. Someone else said they once scored 100 at Augusta.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Kudos. How'd you manage? Were you a scratch golfer before?
But they didn't break 100, though.
Also, how did you manage to play Augusta also is the question.
I think they might be joking based on our conversation today.
You just play along with it.
I think they might be joking.
Someone says I was an all-state D-tackle in high school and an all-state wrestler. That's a pretty good accomplishment. All-state. That's better than any of the ones we've got on this show.
Such an out-of-bounds text just came in that we can never possibly read on the air, but my goodness. What are you doing in the middle of your Wednesday afternoon, sir? What do you do on your Wednesday afternoon? You see that text? My goodness.
He's relaxing.
Talking about being goats and other things beyond sports.
Calm down. Someone says 2001 Pop Warner Candy Bowl threw a touchdown and ran for an 82-yard touchdown at Arrowhead Stadium. Go Gators.
Wow.
Nice.
2001 Pop Warner Candy Bowl, man. Never going to forget that moment, are you? I played in some lame, we've won some baseball tournaments or something.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Honestly, one of my might be we were playing in a baseball tournament once where the other team wasn't particularly good, and the coach made us hit from the other side of the plate, and I got a single left-handed off a kid, and that felt like the world because I was not a switch hitter, to be very clear. Never switch hit other than backyard baseball. We played with like a tennis ball and got a single, and that felt nice. That's the best I got. I did foul tip a ball off of Scott Carroll once. Foul tip. I did not hit it in play, but I did touch.
Foul tip.
I did physically touch the baseball from a major league player when he was in high school and much worse, and I was terrible. He struck me out, so it didn't really matter after that, but I did. I tipped the ball.
Did Speck really say he could get a hit off of Mariano Rivera?
Yes.
Yeah, he said that.
Yes.
Yeah, he did say that. It's inconceivable.
Yep.
Maybe I don't want him as my caddy.
A lot of people got hole-in-ones. Drew, do you have a hole-in-one?
I do not have a hole-in-one. My brother has one, and it was the dumbest hole-in-one ever.
Well, you're going to get one at the qualifying.
Incredible. My God. What a moment. Your brother's a dumb one. Why is it dumb? Hole-in-one's hole-in-one.
His is dumb. So he completely thinned. So his shot, it was like 170-something.
Mm-hmm.
Completely sculled it all off the tee box. So thinned it. Should have just gone straight in the water. Skipped across the water, up a hill, and dead serious went in.
That's the most incredible hole-in-one of all time.
That's amazing.
It was the dumbest hole-in-one ever.
I'd like that better than hitting a real hole-in-one. It'd be way more enjoyable of a hole-in-one
somehow.
He had
no business getting a hole-in-one he did.
He doesn't claim.
I don't even think he actually claims it as a real hole-in-one. He's like, yeah, it's not a real hole-in-one.
That's wild.
Someone says they got a hit off of Riley Pint, another local pitcher. Someone
a triple off a bunt in middle school?
Was it a Little League triple? Or like, did anyone field it?
There's no way there wasn't an error involved, right?
Because
how did you get a triple off of a bunt? Ooh. I'd love to hear that.
From the 316, shot did, at 39 front nine at Kiowa, at the Ocean Course at Kiowa. Oh, wow.
That's a tough course.
Which has had opens, U.S. Opens and PGAs.
I like these silly ones. I once, so we were playing like baseball. I can't remember, like, there's no PC term for what we used to call it. When we'd have about half the team and, you know, people wouldn't play on the other side of the field. Mm-hmm. You guys are familiar with the game.
Mm-hmm.
We did that. And then a team, we were probably like 19, 20 years old and we played a team of, like, 16-year-olds, they wanted to scrimmage. They were like, hey, you got 9 players. Will you just play us in a game? We said, yes, and I stole home. And that felt like a big deal because I tempted the kid, the catcher, into finally, because I kept getting off a third too much, Drew, and tempted enough to throw it and safely stole home. It felt good.
Yeah, the guy responded back and said, by the way, 2 errors on the triple bunt.
Still, you're standing on third, man. That's all that matters.
There you go. That is the random question of the day here on Cody and Gold.
I just, some of these are so obscure. There's no way this person's making up. Last one. My dad got hit by a pitch from Bill Russell in the 60s. Little League in Pittsburgh, Kansas, where we and Bill are from.
Wow.
That's so weirdly specific. Bill Russell got me with a pitch once in Little League baseball.
That is very specific.
No way. I mean, I don't think you can make that up. Just too exact. Too exact. Go ahead, Gold.
Up next, Jay Binkley, our draft guy, our draft insider, going to join us in studio. They got a new mock draft out, the Character Concerns crew. We'll do that, and, you know, we'll end up talking about golf again next.